Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What Your ADHD Child Wishes You Knew. Working together to empower kids for success in school and life is a practical parenting and psychology book by clinical psychologist Sharon Celine. It focuses on ADHD from the child's point of view, asking parents to understand how executive function difficulties, emotional regulation problems, and constant correction can shape a child's daily experience. Rather than treating ADHD as a simple discipline issue, the book presents it as a neurodevelopmental condition that affects communication, motivation, organization, and family relationships. Celine draws on clinical work with children, teens, and families to show why well-meant help can sometimes increase conflict and shame. The book's purpose is to help parents shift from reacting to behavior toward building cooperation, trust, and problem-solving. It is written for caregivers who want concrete strategies, but it is also grounded in empathy and collaboration, which makes it stand out in the crowded ADHD parenting category. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing ADHD as a child experience, not just a behavior problem. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that parents must understand what ADHD feels like from inside the child's world. Celine argues that children are often seen only through visible behaviors, such as forgetting assignments, interrupting, resisting instructions, or melting down after school. The book shifts attention away from surface behavior and toward the frustration, overwhelm, and repeated failure that often sit underneath it. This matters because a behavior-first interpretation can lead adults to rely on punishment, lectures, or escalating control, all of which may intensify the problem. By contrast, the book asks readers to treat behavior as information about unmet needs, stress, or skill deficits. That reframing does not excuse harmful actions, but it creates a more accurate starting point for intervention. The practical value is significant when parents recognize that a child may not be defiant so much as overloaded or discouraged. They are better able to respond with support that matches the actual difficulty instead of the assumed motive. Secondly, the 5 C's and the book's collaborative parenting framework. One of the book's most recognizable features is its collaborative structure, often discussed through the 5 C's framework associated with Celine's work. The broader point is that effective ADHD parenting depends on connection, not just correction. Rather than positioning the parent as the sole expert issuing commands, the book encourages shared problem-solving, mutual respect, and clear expectations. This is important because many families of children with ADHD get trapped in repetitive power struggles, where each side becomes more rigid and less responsive. The collaborative model is designed to interrupt that pattern by making the child an active participant in change. That has 2 effects. First, it can reduce resistance because the child is not being managed as a passive object. Second, it builds internal ownership, which is especially important for children who struggle with follow-through. The book's guidance is practical rather than idealized. It does not deny the need for structure, but it argues that structure works better when the child feels understood and included in the process of building it. Thirdly, supporting executive function through concrete daily routines. The book places strong emphasis on executive functioning, the set of skills that help with planning, organization, task initiation, time management, and self-monitoring. These are often the exact areas where children with ADHD struggle most, and Celine treats them as skills to support rather than character flaws to criticize. The practical implication is that many common parenting frustrations are not solved by demanding more effort. A child who repeatedly loses materials, misses steps and homework, or cannot transition between tasks may need external structure, visual cues, smaller steps, and consistent routines. The book's value lies in showing how to reduce friction in everyday systems, rather than simply repeating instructions. This approach is especially useful because executive function challenges often create a false impression of laziness or carelessness. By explaining the cognitive basis of these problems, the book helps parents choose interventions that fit the child's actual needs. Instead of trying to force independence all at once, it recommends scaffolding that gradually teaches skills while preventing avoidable conflict and overwhelm. Fourthly, reducing shame, escalation, and family conflict through empathy. Another major theme is the emotional climate of the family. The book recognizes that children with ADHD often hear more correction than affirmation, which can leave them feeling incompetent, misunderstood, or chronically behind. Celine's approach is built around empathy, because shame tends to worsen avoidance and defensiveness, while being understood makes cooperation more likely. This is not a sentimental argument. It is a practical one grounded in the reality that emotional safety affects whether children can absorb guidance at all. If every homework session becomes a battle, the child may focus more on escaping discomfort than on learning the task. The book therefore encourages parents to listen before fixing, validate before instructing, and avoid turning every difficulty into a moral judgment. This can lower escalation in moments that typically spiral into yelling, silence, or withdrawal. The deeper insight is that family conflict is not just a side effect of ADHD, it can become part of the disorder's impact when parents and children are locked into hostile patterns. Empathy is presented as a tool for breaking that cycle and restoring a workable relationship. Lastly, practical application for school, homework, friendships, and independence. The book is not limited to abstract parent education. It directly addresses the day-to-day situations where ADHD causes the most strain. These include homework, morning routines, organization, peer relationships, emotional outbursts, and the broader challenge of helping a child become more independent over time. Selene's strength is that she links these settings to specific developmental needs rather than treating them as separate problems. For example, school struggles are not only academic, they often involve time blindness, task initiation, frustration tolerance, and the emotional cost of repeated failure. Social difficulties likewise are not just about manners. They can reflect impulsivity, misreading cues, or difficulty regulating reactions under stress. By connecting these domains, the book gives parents a more integrated understanding of what support should look like. It also makes clear that the goal is not perfect behavior but sustainable growth. The emphasis on practical exercises and real-world strategies means the book functions as a working guide for families trying to reduce daily friction while gradually building competence, confidence, and self-advocacy in a child with ADHD. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, teachers, and clinicians who want a realistic, respectful approach to ADHD in children and teens. Its main benefit is that it combines psychological insight with usable family strategies, so readers do not have to choose between compassion and practicality. It helps adults understand why common responses such as lecturing, punishing, or overhelping often backfire, and it offers a better alternative built around collaboration, structure, and emotional attunement. Compared with many ADHD parenting books, it stands out for centering the child's perspective so consistently. That focus changes the reader's interpretation of conflict. The issue is not simply disobedience, but a mismatch between a child's needs and the demands being placed on them. The book is especially useful for families dealing with homework battles, organization problems, emotional outbursts, or repeated frustration around follow-through. It is also valuable for professionals who want language and frameworks that can be applied in consultations or classrooms. In a category often dominated by quick fixes, this book offers something more durable, a way to build understanding first so that strategies have a better chance of working. If you would like to support Dr. Sharon Selene, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.